Good morning. Thank you very much for listening The White Way. I'm Sean Yagi, Residence Minister of Aiyehongaji Buddhist Temple. If possible, please join me in Gassho, put our palms together, sign of respect and greeting. When they reached that lotus-held world, they immediately realized the body of suchness or Dharma nature. Then, sporting in the forest of blind passions, they manifest transcendent powers. Entering the garden of birth and death, they assume various forms to guide others. Namo Amida Butsu. Obon season is finally over. Otsukare sama deshita. To all people who worked very hard to make the event successful, and thank to all who came out to join the festivals. As you may know, Obon is a time to express our gratitude to our loved ones who had passed on before us. Also, we call Kangi-e, literally means gathering of joy. Aiyehongaji Bondance was the last Obon festival within the Honganji temples on Oahu. We had so many different dance numbers. The festival night was started with Shinran Ondo, then the Japanese traditional folk numbers like Tankobushi, Fukushima Ondo, Iwakuni Ondo. Also the pop songs like Beautiful Sunday and other songs. I was kind of surprised, but the latest Japanese popular song Koisuru Fortune Cookie was played and many dancers were enjoyed dancing. Of course, we had the Okinawan numbers too, like Eisa, Koten, and also my favorite song, Ashibina. The song Ashibina is goes like this. Mo ashibinu yuru ya, isho sha chimu don don. Ari ashibina ni na yutiku, te ku san shin kata mitiku. Di watashi ma uta san shin dikirachi mo rana utungana. Like this, yeah. Some of you are favorite song. This song was released in 1988 by Shuken Maekawa, a notable Okinawan folk singer. I believe that this cheerful Okinawan song will create an atmosphere encouraging people to join in the circle and dance. The title of the song Ashibina means a garden or a yard in which to play. The song is about a dance party at Ashibina. In Okinawa, they used to have a dance party at the religious precinct called Mo Ashibi. The song begins with by stating that on the night at Mo Ashibi, I am so excited. Then he asks everyone to join the party and bring the taiko and sanshin, the three strings Okinawan musical instrument. He describes how the hermit crabs and the girls both enjoy shaking their hips with the music. In the end, he signs that Ashibina is happy place where everyone dances with joy. The Okinawan word Ashibina is composed of two words. Ashibi, which means asobi in standard Japanese, means play in English, and na, which means niwa, a yard or a ground. Hence, Ashibina means a playground. In the olden days, the playground was also used as prey ground to thank and ask the gods for abundant crops and fish. It is thought that the word asobu, to play, had a close relationship with religious thought. In Buddhism, play means to be free of any bonds and to enjoy saving other people. In Shoshinge, Shinran Shonin stated that those who attained the birth in the Pure Land and become Buddhas will return to this world, the forest of blind attachment, to play. In Shoshinge, it is said, Tokushi Renge Zo Sekai Sokusho Shinyo Hoshoujin 有本農林現人図入生自音自音下 When they reached that lotus held world, they immediately realized the body of suchness or Dharma nature. Then sporting in the forest of blind passions, they manifest transcendent powers. Entering the garden of birth and death, they assume various forms to guide others. In the third line of this passage, Japanese kanji yu or asobu is translated as sporting. The origin of the word sport is Latin and Old French, disporta, which means play and enjoy. In the passage, sporting or playing implies to enjoy guiding other people to be born in the Pure Land. Our world or our heart and mind is compared to the forest of blind attachment, but that is the place where their Buddhas and Bodhisattvas are playing. This world filled with suffering is the Ashibina for Amida Buddha, other Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. Wherever and whenever we suffer as if playing, Amida Buddha enjoys saving us. I'd like to share short quotes from the Sutra of Contemplation on the Buddha of Immeasurable Life. Amida Buddha is always right there, never far away. Queen Vaidehi, who had been imprisoned in the castle by her own son, Ajatasattu, bitterly complained to Shakyamuni Buddha that she was disenchanted with this secure world, which is filled with despair. She further beseeched, "Please explain to me a place that is free of sorrows and afflictions." At that moment, Shakyamuni sent forth a golden light from between his eyebrows, and within that appeared innumerable Buddha lands that were made visible and seen by Vaidehi. Although Vaidehi was amazed and delighted to see these lands, when it was over, she requested, "World honored one, all of these various Buddha lands are pure and radiant. I, however, wish to be born in Amida Buddha's pure land." Shakyamuni then quietly smiled. The Buddha smiled, for this was the reason for his appearance in the world, the opportunity to expound on birth in Amida Buddha's pure land. The Buddha said to her, "Vaidehi, you may or may not have already realized it, but Amida Buddha is always right here, never far away." Not too long ago, but when I was a little kolohe boy, my grandma always told me, "Hotoke-san ga senaka ni ite kure haru de. Buddha is always with you. Whatever you do, whenever you go, Buddha is always with you. Recite Nembutsu with gratitude." I'd like to conclude this morning's my radio broadcast with the sharing of the teaching of Buddha. The spirit of Buddha is that of great loving kindness and compassion. The great loving kindness is the spirit to save all people by any and all means. The great compassion is the spirit that prompts it to be ill with the illness of people, to suffer with their suffering. "Your suffering is my suffering, and your happiness is my happiness," said Buddha. And just as a mother always loves her child, he does not forget that spirit even for a single moment, for it is the nature of Buddhahood to be compassionate. Thank you very much for listening. Please have a wonderful day with peace and gratitude. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu.